The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.
Now, we're going to cover some sad news that broke this morning when it was announced that the frontman of The Prodigy, Keith Flint, passed away at just 49 years old. Declan Pierce, who's the host of Block Rock and Beats on Today FM, joins us now to pay a tribute. But to start the tribute, we're going to have a quick listen to some of this sadly missed musician's wonderful work. Here's a clip of their tune, Firestarter. Now, that is such a tune. I've danced to that one many times. I'm sure many of us have. And it was, again, the singer of The Prodigy. Declan, what did Keith mean to you from a musical sense? What was his big impact on your life?
Hiya, Carl. How are you? You okay?
Yeah. It was, something. I actually got to see them this year at Electric Picnic. I had a gig on Sunday in the trailer park, and they were the main act on Sunday. So I went from my show, I was on this huge high, natural, of course, and I went to see them. It was one of the best gigs I've ever seen.
I unfortunately missed that gig. I was gigging at Electric Picnic the day before, and I couldn't get down for the second day, which is a massive regret of mine now, I must say. It's a very sad day for the music industry. Certainly myself, growing up as a kid, I used to listen to The Prodigy nonstop. And in fact, I remember listening to Experience on cassette when it came out in 1992. And when it came out, it was just so incredibly different. And I always put down the Experience album to one of the reasons why I decided to become a DJ. And it certainly developed my love for dance music. So today, It is a very, very sad day, and to be honest with you, nobody could have seen this coming or was expecting it whatsoever. But Keith, an incredible frontman. He wasn't always the frontman with The Prodigy, but, you know, he was always there, and, he, you know, always had a really, really strong personality. He started off in The Prodigy as a dancer, and he had that incredible long hair, and quite different to the outfits that you see him wearing now. You know, these days, like he has that kind of punk image that he had going on in recent years. But as a dancer, he was spectacular. I mean, everyone remembers the Prodigy dance that himself and Leroy Thornhill developed in the early 90s.
I actually tried that once and nearly broke my knees.
I've never successfully mastered it myself, yeah. I must say. I'm 6'5", so I used to trip over my own legs.
Well, I'm a bit shorter than you, but still it's awkward. So look, it's just...
But the story goes that he met Liam Howlett at a rave in London in 1991. And Liam told him about the tracks that he had made. And he actually gave Keith a demo of some early days Prodigy stuff. And Keith actually convinced Liam to start performing these tracks live, and that he would join him on stage to dance. Simple as that. He danced with Leroy Thornhill. And one of the only, in fact, the only female member of The Prodigy at the time, Sharky, who didn't last long in the band. She was only in the band for about a year. He started off as a simple dancer, and that's where it was really for the Experience days around 1992. And even when their sound evolved with music for the Jilted Generation in 1994, he was still very much a dancer, and he featured as a dancer in all the videos. Keith really went to a whole different level when The Fat of the Land was released in 1997. And I read an interesting statistic earlier on today from Mark Cavanagh at The Star. He tweeted that they went from selling 7,000 copies of their first EP, which was What Evil Lurks, to 10 million copies of their third album, which was Fat of the Land, which was incredibly heavily influenced by Keith Flint when he performed, of course, Firestarter and Breathe as well. So he went from being a dancer to being a really strong frontman with the band. And they, you know, as a band, the Prodigy have crossed so many different styles.
They did everything. Like when you see their show, you think of a dance act, so you're thinking guys spinning records, but it's guitars, it's drummers, it's bass players. And it really is, like I said, it's something to behold. And they put it all together. It's not just that. You've got light show, you've got performance on every level, and this massive jumping beat popping out behind it too. I was actually thinking about Keith this week, because I have this weird fixation. I look at motorcycle ads, and I was on adverts.ie looking at a KTM adventure bike that someone is selling in Bray. And on it said, "This is Keith Flint's motorbike." He was the first registrant of it. And I was thinking, oh, yeah, that guy from The Prodigy, how interesting. Then when I heard it today, I was thinking, well, I'm sure someone bought that bike right out from under me now.
That's right. He was really big into biking, I believe.
Yeah.
But the Prodigy, I would have always classed myself when I was in school. There was always the rockers and the ravers. I was definitely a raver. I was the guy that had The Prodigy written across my school bag and my pencil case and all that kind of stuff.
Did you get bashed by the rockers for it?
I did, absolutely. It was either The Prodigy or an alternate, or it was the Red Hot Chili Peppers and Nirvana.
Yeah.
But you know, as their sounds developed, they went from the rave culture, then they embraced bits of guitar, even in the Judds Generation, and then Fat of the Land was very heavily rock and punk influenced. And, you know, I was thinking about Keith a lot today, actually. It was weird, because I actually, on the show on Saturday, on Today FM, I played a large amount of Prodigy tracks for some reason. I don't know why. They're on my mind for some reason, and I actually played an awful lot of the stuff. But I was thinking about some of the shows that I'd been to, and over the years, I mean, you know, if you think about What Evil Lurks was their first EP in 1991, when you take it up to present day, you know, you've got a situation at gigs, and I'm sure you would have seen it a lot yourself at EP, where you've got 16-year-olds right up to 60-year-olds who I know my dad is obsessed with The Prodigy, for example. So they've crossed an amazing age span, and even in terms of people who love punk music or rock music, that they all love The Prodigy. I remember going to see them a couple of times. Two of the gigs that really stand out to me, and I was chatting to Adele earlier on today, and she was saying the same, that the Point Depot on New Year's Eve in 1994, and then they did the Point again on New Year's Eve in 1995. But I remember going to see them. A personal memory of mine was going to see them in the Olympia Theatre in 2004. They'd kind of taken a bit of a break, and they hadn't been in Ireland since the late 90s. In 2004, they played the Olympia Theatre, which was incredibly different because, you know yourself, it's such a small venue. So the show was really in your face. But I remember, I actually got invited, so I was up in the seats, which were lovely. But I remember looking down, and there was a mosh pit of like 16 and 17-year-olds going absolutely crazy. And up in the seated area, there was, lads in suits that had just come from work who remembered the early days and still wanted to rave, but were quite happy to sit down in the seat and, wear the suits. So they are an incredible band.
Covering every generation, I guess.
Absolutely.
We're going to listen to actually another clip. There was another song that called Breathe, which was from an album that really was where Keith had started to be the front man of the band.
Yeah.
And we're going to hear a clip of that now. Now, in that clip, you could hear some distorted guitar. That's the kind of punk stuff where they crossed over every genre, I suppose, as well as crossing into every generation. Declan, what does that song bring you back to?
Well, it brings back to my youth, doesn't it? I mean, 1997, I was doing my Leaving Cert, and they had completely changed. I remember, because I was, I'd classed myself as a raver, I remember it took me a little bit of time to adapt to their sort of new rock sound, and I always wanted them to go back to doing an old-school rave sort of sound and track. But it was an incredible change in Keith's style. As I said, he went from long hair, really old school 1991 raver with baggy gear on him, to being this sort of punk rocker with the shave up the middle of his hair. And he had that sort of the horns, style haircut that he had at the time. So an absolute character. And they are such an incredible group, but it's really hard to tell, and it's too soon to even speculate as to what's going to happen to the Prodigy from here on in. It was really interesting to see Liam getting straight onto social media and being very honest about what had happened. The Prodigy actually today have taken down their website and they've replaced it with a clear message about what had happened to Keith and the tragedy, and they're looking for people to respect their privacy and all that sort of stuff over the coming days. Yeah. So, it's a really sad day for music. And personally, I'm good at, I put up on Twitter myself this morning that it's a day that I've been dreading for a long time. And you know, I didn't mean it to sound as sort of heavy as it did, but from a personal point of view, and someone who loves music and who loves electronic music and dance music and absolutely adores the Prodigy, I was always in fear of the day that they would break up as a unit and stop making tracks. So every time they released an album, it was like Christmas Day for me. So today is a sad day, but
I hope they do continue. I mean, I think that they can, but look, like you said, it's too early to speculate. The gentleman you're listening to, by the way, is Declan Pierce from Today FM's Block Rock and Beats. And I want to give Declan a quick plug because Block Rock and Beats will be doing a special show on Saturday night dedicated to Keith Flint that will look back on all of their albums, their B-sides, their live tracks. You can tune into that on Today FM on Saturday night between 6 and 9.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.